Welcome to the Lee's Fitness Unlimited podcast with Mike Lee. What's up, fam? It's Coach Mike Lee back with another episode of the Lee's Fitness Unlimited podcast. This is our first recording of the year. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here and joining us on this fitness journey. I'm here to help you be a better you. So, it's been a crazy start to the year. Hopefully, everybody came off the holidays well. Hopefully everyone's staying healthy out here. Out here in the Bay Area, it's been raining like crazy. Flooding everywhere. And it's just been a total shit show due to the rain. So I understand that complicates things for a lot of people in terms of their training schedule and how they go about their regular routine in terms of fitness. Actually, one of the gyms that I train at, actually two gyms, the gym at the country club where I teach a lot of fitness classes at the Arinda Country Club, they've had issues with flooding. Also, the boxing gym in Martinez at Fight Corps has had issues as well. We got buckets in the ring because it's been water leaking from the ceiling into the boxing ring. So no matter where you go, it can definitely be an inconvenience to what you're doing. But with that being said, we can't let it stop us. Don't let the circumstances stop you. You know, it may alter things. You may have to go a different route, but the goal is still to reach your destination. So sometimes these roadblocks are just tests to see if you really are about what you say you're about. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions to get in better shape. First of all, if you are one of those people who has made a New Year resolution to get in better shape this year and have a better quality of life and change your health and fitness, I commend you. And I will say, don't let this shit stop you. It's just a test to see how bad you want it. And trust me, it's always going to be something else. You know, it's never going to be smooth sailing for too long. You may get into a groove and things are going well, but there will always be something that can potentially stop your flow. So just keep that in mind. How can we deter that, or how can we work our way around that, around what's going on, all these inconveniences? Well, I believe that preparedness and organization and planning has a lot to do with it. Now, again, right, sometimes you got to change the plan, but at least you got a plan to change, and that gives you a starting point. You know, so I recommend you get yourself a journal and start writing down, you know, how you want to go about your day. Do it a day in advance. You know, the night before, write down in your journal or your planner what you want to do in terms of your workouts, in terms of your nutrition, in terms of the location of your workouts, the time of your workouts. You know, how much time do you have to get things done? And just by seeing that plan, it can help you better formulate the alternative plan. You're looking down at your notepad, say, okay, I got a 7 a.m. workout at the gym. And then I'm going to go have breakfast, shower breakfast, and go about my day and go to work. Well, what if the gym is closed at 7 a.m.? What if it's been a flood due to heavy rain the night before? What do you do? You just say, fuck it, and then go on about your day and skip your workout? No. You just have an alternative plan. But because you planned out your day and set a block of time out your day to train, we could figure out another way to go about doing it. So that is a good segue into what we got going on right now. I want to make a quick announcement, and it's going to flow right into this conversation, is that we have just recently released the Lee's Fitness Unlimited app that you can download on your mobile phone. And it's in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And the app is called Lee Fit Unlimited, LeeFit Unlimited. UNLIMITED. Now, why I bring this up is because, again, back to our gym situation. If the gym is flooded, there's an alternative. We got a situation now where you can get your workouts from me sent right to your phone, and you can do them at home or wherever you find space and opportunity to make it work. And see, one of the good things about fitness is that you don't need a lot. It's having all the fancy equipment and all the new gadgets and technology. All that stuff is cool. Trust me, I use a lot of it with my clients. And if you guys train with me, you know, we do a lot of different things. We use a lot of different pieces of fitness equipment. But the truth of the matter is, you don't need it. You don't need it. It can help. It can definitely benefit what you're doing, but the bare necessity is you. You just need to have a good attitude and be ready to move and work, you know. And working out is free. Let's get this straight. Working out is free. It does not cost you nothing to go for a jog or a run or to get a good stretch in, do something. What you're paying for is access, whether that be access to a trainer like myself or access to a gym, access to certain fitness equipment. So that's just providing you space and a better opportunity to get your goals done. But the act of getting in shape costs you nothing. Wake up, roll your ass out of bed, start hitting some push-ups. Start hitting some sit-ups. Go outside, go for a run. If it's raining outside and you can't go for a run outside, figure something else out. If you got stairs at your home, walk up and down those stairs a few times. Jog in place inside. Trust me, I got a lot of stuff that you can be doing on your own with limited space and no equipment. So check out the Lee Fit Unlimited app. We'll be updating workouts on there pretty much weekly. And I'm trying to cover all bases with it. So you'll get your boxing workouts for all levels. You'll get nutritional guidance. And you'll get your strength and conditioning training. And you definitely want to subscribe to the app. It's $9.99 a month, $9.99 a month to get access to all this. And it will be a lot of exclusive information that you're not going to get anywhere else but the app. If you just want to test things out before committing to the app, go on my YouTube channel, subscribe to that. It does have some of the same things on there. Definitely not all. You're definitely going to get a better experience on the mobile app, but go on YouTube, and I still got some workouts there that you can do on your own. It may be interrupted by an advertisement here or there, but again, no excuses, right? And it won't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything to go on YouTube for the most part, as long as you're somewhere where you got Wi-Fi access and get it in. And, you know, drop a comment on the video or hit me up, email or whatever, if you got any questions. And I'm always going to do my best to help you reach your goals. But you got to want to do it. So start to organize your process. Organize your process. If you're new to the show, You could go back and through the episodes. One of our earliest episodes was called Organize Your Process. And it's actually one of the most listened to podcast episodes that we've done. And it touches on that also. But I'm doubling back this year in 2023 just to remind you, organization is everything. From the time you wake up, you know, I tell a lot of the younger guys and girls, you know, middle school, high school age, make up your bed before you leave the house. That's your first task of being prepared for the day. You know, I feel like I shouldn't have to tell that to any adults. You guys, come on, get with it, figure it out. But for you youngsters out there, make your bed up. That's you preparing yourself mentally for the day. You know, you don't want to come back home to a sloppy room. When your environment is sloppy, it affects your internal as well. Sometimes you can't get your thoughts together. You know, one thing about my household, me and my wife love to keep a clean home. I give a lot of credit to her because she does the majority of the cleaning. But there are times when I don't want her to clean. It's times where I want to do it. And it's because through the process of cleaning, I'm able to gather my thoughts together and plan things going forward. You know, so, you know, as the seasons change, I always try to change up my environment, you know, whether that be cleaning things up, moving things around, just giving yourself a new look and perspective. It can really go a long way. So, yeah, man, download the app, Leaf Fit Unlimited, subscribe to the YouTube channel, Leaf Fit Unlimited. And that's the starting point right there. And from there, it will grow. But the main thing is, it's no excuses. It's for all levels. All levels are welcome. I got something for you. I don't care who you are. Professional athlete, great. I got some shit for you. Beginner, great. I got some shit for you that's going to get you started and rolling. And there's always going to be another level. It's always another level. You know, you're never going to get to the point where you can't improve anymore. It may be certain things that you get to where you are at the top of your game and master, but there's always something else that you can improve. So one goal that I'm giving all you guys, or, you know, just a challenge, is to work on improving your organization. And if you already are pretty organized and thorough about your planning, good for you. Keep it going, because it definitely has more benefits sometimes than we even realize. Sometimes you just get in the groove of, or it's your personality of just being a real clean and neat and organized person. And you may tend to sometimes overlook all the benefits that you're giving yourself from doing that just because it's your daily routine. But how you do one thing reflects how you do all things. So focus on the little things. Focus on the little things. Habits. One small change to your daily routine could have big, big effects and outcome in the long term. But it starts by just doing one thing at a time. What's the quote? It's a quote. I don't want to mess it up. It's the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. And that's pretty much what that saying is. You could have a big task ahead of you. Focus on what you can control and focus on the little things. And through repetition and time, that thing, it makes a big difference. You know, if you guys have ever spent any time in a garden, you know, that tells you right there. I love spending time in my garden, and it gives me a sense of calm. It gives me something repetitious that I could do. So, and it goes back to that. You plant a seed, all you got to do every day for the most part is give it some water. Make sure that it's in the right environment. Plan ahead. to make sure it's in the right environment. Certain plants need a certain amount of sunlight. Plan ahead. Where is this plant, and is it in direct light of sunlight? You know, at this time of day, where should this plant be? If it's in a pot that's movable, where should it be to where it's getting the most amount of sunlight for that hour? You know, and over time, just making those little efforts, move the pot around, water it, move the pot around, water it, water it. You turn around and you got a nice, beautiful plant or whatever you're growing, some fruit, vegetables, flowers, whatever, you know. And for those of you that really want to step your nutrition up, that's a key right there. And it does take time. It's a task. But, you know, if you have the luxury of growing some of your own fruits, that can go a long way with your nutrition. You know, it's the same thing when on our nutrition journey. If you guys are trying to eat better, it comes down a lot to organization. It's a ton of information out there, but once you get the information, you need to organize it and compartmentalize it. So meal prepping is a great way to get control of your eating habits. And what it comes down to is organization. You're just making sure you got the right amounts of the right foods that you can eat at the right time. It's that simple. We tend to make things harder than what it is. Organize yourself. Have organization in everything that you do. And it will take you a long way. So That's pretty much all I got for you guys this week. You know, I don't want to keep you too long. It's good to be back on the podcast. It's good to get an episode in to start the year off. It's been crazy. It's a lot of stuff going on in sports and the fitness industry and all kinds of things. And we'll cover more of that going into other episodes going forward, but I just wanted to touch base with you guys and remind you that you're in control. You can't control everything, but what you can control is your attitude, how you embrace the day, and how you go about organizing yourself. That's all in your control. And the rest, shit, leave it up to God. Let the universe work things out. So again, no excuses, man. No excuses. If you need to get into shape, tap in with me. Download the Leaves Fitness Unlimited app. Check us out on social media, on YouTube. And leave us some reviews. If you listen to this thing all the way through, that means it's had your attention and it's been doing something for you. You haven't been wasting your time listening to it. So please go leave us a review. You know, leave us a review wherever you're listening to this, on Apple or Spotify or wherever. It really helps the show. And keep this thing going, baby. Keep this thing going. Don't quit. Don't give up on yourself. Again, if you've had a New Year's resolution to get better, do it. The cutoff point, most people will fail at their resolution by February. Well, we're almost there. Don't be that person. And if you've been off to a slow start, it's all good. Just keep it moving, one small change at a time. All right, man. Until next time, I'm Coach Mike Lee, and that's my word for you. Peace and blessings. Catch you guys later.